Welcome to Vitalita Health. I'm Lisa Henderson, your host and the creator of this show. I'm a registered dietitian, nutritionist, and a wellness coach. In this podcast, I approach health from a whole person perspective, which includes nutrition, as well as other healthy lifestyle factors like physical activity, mindfulness, sleep, stress, and weight management. In each episode of the show, I'll focus on a specific health topic. Let's jump in now and get started. In today's show, we'll explore plant-based cooking for carnivores. And this episode is part one of the topic. There will be a part two, which I will release in about 2 weeks. In this episode, I'll share with you my perspective and experience with plant-based eating. We'll explore the benefits of a plant-based diet, and I'll give you my best tips to help you prepare to make the transition to eating more plant-based meals. I have a unique perspective on this topic because I was vegetarian for about 20 years when I was younger, and now I eat a flexitarian diet, which includes lots of plant foods, but also seafood, chicken, and some red meat. I went vegetarian in college because of ethical reasons. I'm an animal lover, and I didn't want animals to be harmed for food. I still have some of those leanings because I do care about animals. And when I buy meat or dairy or eggs now, I try to select options that are more humane. Several years ago, during my training as a registered dietitian, I realized that fish and seafood, and also meat, has unique nutritional value and can have health benefits as well. So this is why I now have a moderate approach to nutrition that includes all of these foods. I also really love the taste of red meat. So carnivores, I'm with you on that. I really enjoy a nice, tender, medium rare, juicy steak or cheeseburger. And I have ever since I was a kid. Do I eat that way every day? No. Do I eat that way once or twice a month? Absolutely. When the opportunity arises, I enjoy it, I savor it, and it gives me a nice boost of protein and iron. So let's dive into the topic of plant-based eating now. What is plant-based eating? It's simply a way of approaching a meal that emphasizes plant foods, such as vegetables, fruit, whole grains, nuts, seeds, and legumes. It's about shifting the focus of the meal from a meat or cheese-heavy plate to a meal that has a higher proportion of healthy whole plant foods. Animal foods can still be part of that plate, just in a smaller proportion. Why eat more plant-based foods? Well, one of the reasons is health, and there are a few health reasons. So plant foods are lighter and lower in calories. So this way of eating is really helpful if you're trying to maintain your weight or if you're trying to lose some pounds to reach a healthy weight. Eating more whole plant foods and less animal-based foods can definitely make it easier to lose weight. Also, whole plant foods are really nutrient-dense. They're a great source of fiber, as well as packed with vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Some are also a good source of complex carbohydrates, protein, or healthy fats, or a combination. Also, some fruit and vegetables have a high water content, so they're also really hydrating. And plant-based meals also tend to be better for cardiovascular health. A well-rounded plant-based diet tends to be anti-inflammatory and also high in fiber and antioxidants, all of which are beneficial for the heart. On the other hand, animal foods like beef, pork, or cheese tend to be higher in saturated fats, cholesterol, and calories, and eating in excess of them can increase inflammation, increase triglycerides, LDL cholesterol, and all three of these can be detrimental for your heart and even potentially cause heart disease or even a heart attack. So another reason to eat a plant-based diet is it's good for the environment. Let's face it, plants need less resources to grow. They need less land than animals because obviously they don't graze or move around. They need less water than animals. Yes, even almonds need less water than animals. They don't create smelly waste, they don't poop. They don't emit powerful greenhouse gases like methane. Cows and other ruminant animals naturally release methane into the atmosphere. So the more cattle being raised for food, the more methane is being released. In many ways, moving towards a more plant-based diet is definitely more sustainable for our environment for the future. So another reason is animal welfare and ethical considerations. So I won't whitewash it for you. Factory farms are as bleak as they sound. They force animals to live in very cramped, crowded conditions with little or no access to the outdoors. So they lead very unnatural lives. Unfortunately, most meat and poultry still comes from factory farms. So by eating more plants and less meat, you're contributing less to that cruelty. Another reason to consider shifting to a more plant-based diet is that plant foods are less expensive than animal foods, even at the grocery store. Now, you're probably saying, what? Lisa, what planet are you living on? So yes, the processed, packaged plant foods do tend to be expensive. You're right about that. But plant foods that are whole foods, like vegetables, fruit, whole grains, legumes, nuts, and even things like natural peanut butter or tofu, those foods at the grocery store are a good bang for your buck. And plant foods generally have a shorter cooking time than meat. So when you're cooking with them, you'll spend less time in the kitchen and use less energy. They're also not greasy, so the cleanup will be quicker and easier as well. For me, that's a big bonus. So let's talk about making the transition to plant-based meals. So one of the most important factors is openness. If you can be open to this new experience of trying out new types of foods, new flavors, and new recipes, and you're open to making changes, you will enjoy this experience much more, I promise you. And you'll probably be surprised by how many of these healthy foods you actually enjoy or that you come to enjoy once you've tried them and explored different ways of cooking them. So let's talk about preparation, stocking your pantry with whole plant foods so that you have some of the core foods on hand to quickly and easily put together a balanced plant-based meal. So here is a brief list of some shelf-stable plant foods in each food group that you might stock your pantry, fridge, or freezer with. So first, let's talk about whole grains. So things like quinoa, brown rice, wild rice, forbidden rice, all kinds of whole grain rices, farro, oats, whole wheat pasta, and also whole wheat crackers like Triscuits. Those are all good shelf-stable whole grain options. Next, let's talk about plant protein options. And here is where legumes really shine. So legumes are beans, lentils, or peas. And some examples are things like black beans, cannellini beans, chickpeas or garbanzo beans, lentils, split peas, edamame, tofu, and tempeh. Veggie burgers can also be a good source of protein, but look at the ingredient label and look for ones that offer at least 10 grams of protein. Let's talk about healthy fats, my favorite topic. Nuts and seeds are a great source of healthy fats, as well as protein and fiber. So nuts and seeds really do triple duty. This includes all kinds of nuts, as well as sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, chia seeds, and flaxseed. You do want to keep in mind, though, with nuts and seeds, that they can go rancid easily. So I recommend only buying enough nuts or seeds that you'll finish in about a month. And you also want to keep them in a cool spot, either in your pantry or your fridge, because heat will tend to cause the fats to break down. Other great options here for healthy fats are natural peanut butter, almond butter, all kinds of natural nut butters. Go wild with these, as well as sunflower butter and tahini. I am a nut butter fiend. I start almost every day, literally, with crunchy natural peanut butter on Ezekiel toast. And I have that with some fruit and my coffee, and that's like my morning breakfast 5 days a week. I love that. But I love peanut butter. And I love to snack on nuts during the day. I could literally live on nuts and peanut butter. I love the taste, and nuts are filling and really satisfying. Other great sources of healthy fats are avocado, olives, and extra virgin olive oil. Now, doesn't that sound good? Aren't you getting hungry? See, you don't have to suffer. You increase your enjoyment by including these rich plant-based healthy fats with each meal. Let's talk about fruit. So for fruit that is going to keep well for a while, you could have some frozen fruit on hand, such as berries. And some fresh fruit can last a little while in the fridge. So things like citrus fruit or apples, those can usually last a little bit longer than other types, and they might last a couple of weeks in the fridge. But in general, for fresh fruit, you want to buy only as much as you're going to eat in about a week. Let's talk about vegetables. Frozen veggies are also a good option, and there's really a wide variety of all different types of frozen veggies available now. You can get frozen spinach, broccoli, butternut squash, all kinds of veggies. And if it's winter time, things like winter squash, you know, butternut squash and other types of winter squash, as well as root veggies, can last a little while. Even if they're fresh, they can last a little while if they're stored in a cool, dark place or in the fridge. And finally, I wanted to mention some handy pantry items for seasoning or flavoring your plant-based meals. So vinegar. Think about balsamic vinegar, red wine vinegar, white wine vinegar, champagne vinegar, apple cider vinegar. All of these can really add flavor to a meal and in a very healthy way. Also, some things that can help season or flavor are things like dried herbs and spices, low-sodium broth, or even bouillon cubes that are vegetarian, and those are pretty easily available in natural food stores. For seasoning, you know, you want to have some sea salt or kosher salt, ideally. Shoyu or tamari, you can use in Asian cooking and use just enough to season. You can try out all different kinds of mustards. Another good option is Worcestershire sauce, and they do make a vegan Worcestershire sauce, which is actually quite good. Also for flavoring and cooking, you know, when you're cooking with wine, always think about a good quality white or red wine for cooking. Honey or real maple syrup can be used as natural sweetener sparingly. So it's also great to have your own plants of a couple of different fresh herbs like basil, thyme, parsley, cilantro. So that way you can just easily clip off some leaves and that will enhance your meal. Well, I hope you enjoyed part one of plant-based cooking for carnivores. Keep an eye out in 2 weeks for part two of this series. Have a great day. I hope you learned something new from this episode. If you enjoyed it, I would love it if you would leave me a 5-star review. As a reminder, you can visit my website, vitalitahealth.com. That's V-I-T-A-L-I-T-A, health.com. To listen directly to my podcast episodes, to read my blog on nutrition and health, and to learn more about me. In addition, I started a Facebook page for this podcast as a way to engage with my listeners and provide you with updates. So I encourage you to check that out and follow this page. Also, feel free to contact me directly at vitalitahealth@gmail.com. I hope you have an amazing week. See you right back here next week. This podcast discusses wellness strategies for health in an informational and educational manner only, with information that is general in nature and that is not specific to you. This podcast is not intended to replace medical advice, nor to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any disease, condition, illness or injury. You should consult a physician or other trusted healthcare professional before adopting any of the suggestions in this podcast. Neither myself, Lisa Henderson, or Vitalita Health accept any liability for any loss, damage, illness, or injury.